From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
When traveling overseas, I follow the adage, you never regret what you buy in a craft market, you only regret what you don't buy. With that in mind, I eyed what my guide for a day said were slave bracelets for sale in a cattle market in Niger, West Africa. The guide said the local tribe had slaves until recently. They were now selling the heavy brass anklets to tourists. I was both repelled and compelled by the objects. A part of me doubted they were actual slave shackles, probably because a part of me couldn't believe that people were still forced into slavery. If they had been used to stop people from running away, they were awful things. Still, the bracelets had an emotional tang that I couldn't ignore. They seemed to have something to teach me. I didn't know what I'd do with it. Certainly it didn't belong on a curio shelf, but I bought one. My foreign travels have an emotional arc to them. When I near my departure date, I'm anxious to get home to my family. A few hours before my midnight flight was scheduled to depart, it was canceled. This being West Africa, the next plane wouldn't take off for more than a day. Once it landed in Paris, I'd have less than an hour to make my connecting flight to San Francisco. I landed with 45 minutes to get through the sprawling Charles de Gaulle Airport. I got to the security checkpoint at my gate just 20 minutes before takeoff. "What's this?" asked the guard, taking the slave bracelet from my carry-on bag. "You can't take it on the plane." He lifted the heavy object up and down, as if to demonstrate its power. It could be used as a weapon. "Take it," I said, as he grinned at the object. I raced down the jetway and made my plane home. It'd be glib to say I hadn't become a slave to the bracelet. It also wouldn't be true. I left it behind in the hands of our modern-day security overseers, but it hasn't left my mind. It never will. Sometimes things, even temporary ones, own us in ways from which we can't be liberated. And maybe that's the bracelet's lesson. I knew, after holding it, that it had been used on a slave, and not so long ago. Some things, slaves, or devices to keep people that way, shouldn't, can't, be owned. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.